say what's on your mind. They should pay him double, cause he's working overtime.
Stand hold of him.
Craig LeBron,
Jim Palmer,
Tony Fernandez, Hardy Nickerson.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy.
This is Bill Murphy.
My two men, Randy Savage.
Drain Nitschke.
Chris Evert.
George Foreman. And I'm talking sports with Randy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy Harris. I don't think he believes it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's very important you don't stink today.
The Macho Man Randy Savage, and when I want to catch up on all the sports, I listen to the Randy Harris Show. That's the bottom line.
What is going on, everybody? It is a Friday. Well, must be a Friday if we're on the air.
Hello.
The 30th of January.
Already at the end of the first month.
Unbelievable.
Every year, as we get older, every year just goes by quicker.
This weekend, kind of a big deal. UFC 183, Anderson Silva, Nick Diaz, the super fight, ha ha, ho ho,
air quotes,
is tomorrow. We will be watching it at Hooters over there in St. Petersburg if you want to come down and join us. If you do not want to join us, we do still have a couple pair of tickets to go watch it at Regal Theater in Pinellas Park. We'll hook you up there. And then some football game on Sunday. Normally, I don't give a rat's ass who wins. But I want the Patriots because of Jonathan Casillas. I would love to see him get another ring. He is an awesome, awesome, awesome guy. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, for whatever, there was a falling out. There was whatever. He went from the starter to being benched to being replaced to being traded to now he has a ring. Now just hopes, I hope, that he now increases it and gets the better ring on Sunday.
I think it would be interesting just for the sake of a story, no personal interest here, but it would be interesting to see the Seahawks win, especially if Marshawn Lynch wins the MVP. Because then he has to talk.
Well, he talked on Conan. Did you see he was on Conan?
No, I tried to find it. And
I'm going to buy a Beast Mode hat. I am. I think it's cool. I'm going to do it. And also, I'm going to... Normally, I would be in Las Vegas right now.
Mm.
Well, no, it's Friday. So normally, I would be at the Super Bowl on Friday. Then I fly to Las Vegas for Saturday's fight. Then I typically fly back to the game on Sunday. I'm thinking about doing something I normally never do. Place a bet.
Really?
Yep.
On?
What are they called?
Prop bets.
Prop bets.
Yeah.
There's a prop bet on former Tampa Bay Buccaneer Tim Wright.
Okay. He's the... tight end, right?
Third. I guess he's the third string tight end.
Okay.
And first, it's stupid. It's like 80-1, I think, for him to score the first touchdown, which could happen.
Because?
Because I think he has 6 or 7 touchdowns this year.
I would say Gronk probably has a pretty good shot of,
I don't,
scoring before he does.
I don't. Because he'll be triple, quadrupled, 16. You know, I don't.
But who stopped him throughout the year? They were doing it anyway.
I understand that, but I'm just saying that's why it's such a beautiful prop bet. But the other prop bet regarding Tim Wright, the over-under on yards. Now, I was watching the four-letter network.
Please tell me it's like 2.
You think it's 2? And if you're available, just because I know you're a Buccaneer and a football fan, what do you think the over-under on total yards from Tim Wright on Sunday?
Let's see. I don't know. Give me a minute to think about that.
Oh, okay. How about if I just give you the answer?
No research.
Okay, go ahead.
It's 0.5.
I can understand.
I thought it was high, thinking 3.
Yeah, 0.5.
Take it.
I would put money down on that.
All right.
And I don't bet. I hate to bet. I don't enjoy to bet. I don't bet enough that the winning makes sense. I don't. I just hate it. I would put something down on that. 0.5, that means one catch.
Well, not necessarily.
He's going to get a catch.
He could get negative yards.
No.
It's possible.
Well, of course it's possible. Theory. That's why the prop bet is 0.5.
Right.
I would put money down on it. Matter of fact,
that's a safe one.
I do know a lot of people in Las Vegas. Greg Hendrick, who's kind of one of our reporters out there in Las Vegas. He's out there at the weigh-ins today covering UFC. Well, he's working UFC 183 weigh-ins. I may call him and say, put something down because I think that happens. There was enough. I don't know how you could do this prop bet. Bets have to be where you people don't have the in, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's like coin toss.
So they made an announcement. They were talking about it. Former Jay Crawford, who used to be here in Tampa Bay, and whoever the partner was with them today. There is a prop bet. Will Lenny Kravitz and Katy Perry kiss during halftime?
I didn't even know Lenny Kravitz was going to be there.
Yeah, well, that was announced a couple weeks ago. And then as they're talking about it, Lenny Kravitz walks out on the set. How can you have a prop bet that Lenny Kravitz and Katy Perry can say, hey,
yeah,
let's put some money down and then let's kiss, or let's put some money down and don't kiss.
Don't kiss, yeah.
You know, or whatever. I just found that.
That one's shot. But what are the odds? What's the return on rights?
I don't know.
That would be pretty.
I don't know. Look it up and then.
I'm still waiting for this stupid computer to load up.
I'll reach out to.
I'm working on it.
I won't say his whole name in case he's not whatever, but Marcus, who works at one of the casinos, and you know, we'll try to touch base with him. A lot of talk about the St. Louis Rams. I almost called them the Los Angeles Rams because they once were, and a lot of things are pointing towards it very well be again.
Once again, yeah.
Scheduled to be on the program at the bottom of the hour. Former Tampa Bay Buccaneer, now St. Louis Ram, Davin Joseph. So, you know, we're going to get his insight on possibly the move, his insight on the game. Have you heard what tickets are going for?
I've heard in the past they're usually around anywhere from $2,000 to $3,000.
That's that ballpark. You know, I've seen them go up to four. I know what they cost face value. I know what the ticket brokers buy them for. I know what they sell them for. The tickets are going for $9,000.
So what is so special about this particular Super Bowl?
I think it's the two teams. I think it's the matchup. I think it's a lot of things go into what jacks up anything. It's supply and demand, first of all. Seattle draws well. The Patriots draw well. Both teams, I guess, have a legitimate chance to win, and that jacks up ticket prices.
I think here's where there's an issue. Minus one.
Here's a serious issue that's going on. Ticket brokers buy and sell on a regular basis. Ticket brokers have been selling tickets to the Super Bowl for the past at least a month. They have been buying them, agreeing to buy them. They have been selling them and getting money, you know, pre-selling, whatever, in anticipation of knowing what they have purchased these tickets for in the past.
Okay. All right.
Now they have problems.
Wow.
Because they have sold tickets at X, expecting to purchase them at Y. They have sold tickets at $2,500, $3,000, anticipating purchasing them like they normally do at $1,800, at $2,000. Tickets are $9,000.
So they can't even afford to buy any tickets.
They can't get them.
They already sold to somebody else.
Exactly.
So what's the next step? How do you proceed from this so that A, you don't piss off whoever just spent that money, and B, you can hopefully make the situation right? And then you have to make money too.
You can't make it right. You can't make this right. If you've sold a ticket for $3,000, already sold it, already have the money from your customer, but you can't purchase those tickets today and tomorrow for under $7,500, under $8,000.
Now, does the purchaser have any sort of recourse on the ticket agent?
I don't know. I don't know.
That's a sticky situation. That's unfortunate.
Supply and demand, and you know the deal. I mean, I'm sure on websites it all says that. You know, I don't know. It is just
all sales are final.
All sales are final unless we decide they're not final, and then we refund the money.
Oh, fair enough. Depending on what happens, they, under their discretion, can and probably will change things up if they need to. But yeah, that's a crazy situation. Getting away from the tickets and going back to the teams themselves, I'm sure you've heard about the fire alarms with the Patriots. How do you see this affecting the players themselves?
Brady said he never heard it.
I'm sure it's a Seahawks fan or a couple of fans who have been falsely pulling the fire alarm or something like that. even though Brady says he hasn't heard it, he's dealing with his own health issues. He's not feeling 100%, but he's obviously still going to try to step it up and play. But have you heard of this happening in other situations?
Yeah, it happens all the time.
Yeah.
It happens all the time. It happened, you know, in Philadelphia when the Buccaneers went up in 02. I was at that hotel, and the city, you know, you can't say that it was the Eagles. The city, yeah. The radio stations did a kind of deal, meet us on the corner of blah and blah, which just so happens to be the hotel that the Buccaneers were staying at,
okay,
and bash on pots and pans all night long. And they did. All night long. Commotion on the street, on whatever.
How is that allowed?
Who's going to stop it?
Wow. That sucks.
Who's going to stop it? Now, you can't go in the hotel.
Okay.
But you could be outside the hotel. You could be on curbs. You know, it's like when you go and try to sell something at Tampa Stadium. You can't be on their property.
Right.
But you can be in the curb. The curb is not owned by Tampa Stadium's not owned. You know, that's your curb. That's city state stuff.
Couldn't the hotel call the cops and have them?
Yeah, in Philadelphia. Sure.
Hey.
Yeah. No, the hotel did call the cops. And the cops were beating on pots and pans as well. It's Philadelphia.
Hey, I tried.
Okay. No, I'm just saying. I am just saying. A couple other things. Bob Arum claims that it'll be finalized in the next couple of days. Mayweather-Pacquiao. Mm. And that the fight will happen on the 3rd.
Now, there was talk about there was another fight that was supposed
see
to
happen.
See
what this is? What am I doing? Zero. Pacquiao has zero credibility. Zero. Pacquiao, zero credibility.
Why are you saying that?
Pacquiao made it. And the problem with making ultimatums is when you don't follow through with them, you now have zero credibility.
Sure.
Pacquiao and his people said, if a deal is not in place by the end of the month, I'm moving on. You can't make that and then don't do it. Now it's, all right, it'll be done in a week. Well, you said the end of the month. I'm just saying, you lose credibility.
Gotcha.
I called the attorney the other day because I said, if something's not done, I'm calling the attorney. You know, the car wreck or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Not whatever, the car wreck. I had to. Because then
that's what you said.
I don't have much credibility to begin with, but if I wouldn't have done it, I would have lost even more. So that's my issue. That's my problem with that.
Okay, gotcha.
How about Tiger Woods in 138th place?
That's what he's at right now?
He's in 100. I don't think he wants to make the cut because he wants to go to the football game. Now, he could play tomorrow and then, you know, his back hurts and back out.
He could lose another tooth.
Speaking of golf, I was in Fuego yesterday.
It was impressive. I'm not kidding. That is the best I've ever seen you hit a golf ball. And not only that.
Thank you, West Chase Golf Club.
You did it more than once, which was even more surprising is that you had some sort of consistency. I think you even outdrove me on a handful of occasions, which isn't.
You and Chris.
Yeah.
You know, Chris went to college on a golf scholarship. The dude can play as well. Yeah. I puffed my chest out. You know, just a tad. A couple other real quick things before we get to our first break. How about the news about Jeff Gordon? This will be Jeff Gordon's last year as a full-time driver. It's weird.
He announced he was going to be retiring. Did he specify that he may come back every once in a while?
I don't know. I just assumed as a part-time. He's already been replaced. They've gotcha. Already, I think it's Chase Elliott. What a great name for a neck car driver, Chase
especially
Elliott.
Especially getting the chase.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Chase Elliott. It's perfect.
Yep.
You know, Dick Trickle. Come on. Awesome. Some of these names, how do they come up? How do you know when your mother and father give birth to you and name you Lake Speed? Come on. Lake Speed as a NASCAR driver is awesome. Lake Speed as a football player, well, Speed is still maybe. But Lake Speed as a neck car driver is phenomenal. Dick Trickle, NASCAR and porn. I mean, it's perfect. But how do you know when given birth? But Jeff Gordon,
you know.
I kind of feel like Jeff Gordon is way too young to be walking away. But on the same line, the amount of money these guys make, go and enjoy your life now.
They don't need to keep doing it, especially in a sport where you could die every single time you get into the car. I mean, it is no joke.
Yeah.
So it's not where it's baseball. It's not where, football isn't a a sport, you can get injured, things can happen, but it's certainly not going almost 200 miles an hour in a piece of steel. So,
all right, almost over, not quite, bottom of the hour, about 2:35 or so, former Buccaneer, now St. Louis Ram, maybe soon to be L.A. Ram, we don't know. Davin Joseph coming up in about 20 minutes or so. So let's hit this first break. If you want to pick up the phone, we do have some stuff to give away. If you want to go to the Magic game tomorrow, I think it's tomorrow. Yeah, tomorrow.
Today's the 30th.
Mark Cuban may be there, unless he's filming Shark Tank. I don't know.
Busy, otherwise occupied.
866-10-1340. Big thank you to Budget Self Storage coming on board. A one-year contract Knockout Radio and Talking Sports has with Budget Self Storage. I want to thank them. And when we return, I'm going to let you explain the news. It's pretty big news.
Appreciate
it. I don't understand much about it. I tried to locate it. I'm not computer literate. We will get to all of that when we return. This is Talking Sports, brought to you by PostShare.com.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
PostShare is the first mobile application that lets you post and share real-time content socially. Track the views and get rewarded for it. With an easy posting process, it's time you, the user, get rewarded for your posts. Download for free from the App Store and Google Play. Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Buccaneer Beads, Inc. specializes in having the largest selection and lowest pricing on Gasparilla, Mardi Gras parade beads, and party needs in Tampa Bay. Buccaneer Beads, Inc. is family-owned and operated by a mother-daughter team and a member of the Ybor Chamber of Commerce. Buccaneer Beads, Inc. offers a wide variety of products and services, including discounts and wholesale pricing on bulk orders. Call Buccaneer Beads today at 813-664-8571 or stop by 3808 East Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Got booty? Get booty at Buccaneer Beads.
AthleteOriginals.com features original t-shirt designs by athletes for the fans, available for men, women, and children. Over 70 athletes call AthleteOriginals.com home, including Tampa Bay linebacker Jonathan Casillas and lineman Will Golston. Baseball, football, basketball, and hockey are covered, but so is MMA, curling, track and field, and much more. Don't be like everyone else. Be original. Check them out online at AthleteOriginals.com and enjoy the easy-to-use website and shop by sport, athlete, brand, or design. AthleteOriginals.com. You will be glad you did.
Amy's Day Spa is a luxury full-service day spa located in South Tampa at 2001 West Kennedy Boulevard. You'll be welcomed with warm personal attention the moment you walk in the door. We have a wonderful staff that strive to make you feel and look your absolute best. It is our mission to help you relax and escape the pressure and stress that stand in your way of achieving a healthier, more vibrant, and youthful you. Call Amy and her staff today at 813-348-1373.
Build your collection at Shooter's World. Refine your skills on the 5-star gun range at Shooter's World. Attend a class led by expert instructors at Shooter's World. Shooter's World is located at 116 East Fletcher in Tampa and is Florida's largest firearm store, indoor public shooting range, and training facility. Shooter's World also offers quite the unique and exciting venue for your party or corporate events. For more information, call 813-381-1111 or shootersworld.com. Shooter's World is a proud sponsor of the Players Show and Go Bucks!
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The PressBox Sports Emporium at 222 South Elm Avery in Tampa.
Regal Entertainment Group, where we do entertainment big. Regal Cinemas Theaters feature stadium seating, crystal clear picture quality, and the latest of digital surround sound. Interested in free movies, popcorn, soft drinks, and more? Join the Regal Crown Club. Membership is free. As a member, you'll earn credits for free concessions and movie tickets, learn about monthly offers, and can create your own personalized movie page. Sign up at regmovies.com or at any Regal Cinemas Theater. Become a Regal Crown Club member today.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Wes Welker, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
One of my favorite interviews of all time.
Yeah.
CES show a couple years ago. I went over to the monster booth. You know, one of the things I do when I go out to the CES every year is on Wednesday, Monster puts on their big award ceremonies, and then they have some pretty big name bands, mostly from the 80s. They've had Chicago, obviously Earth, Wind, and Fire, Fleetwood Mac. This year it was
Bob Seger, right?
Steve Miller.
That one.
It was Steve Miller. Okay. I kept going back and forth because I combined them to make it Bob Miller and Steve Seger. But no, it was Steve Miller. On and on and on. So I go to their booth to pick up my tickets, and they asked me if I wanted to interview Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Sure.
Honestly, and I'm not ashamed to say this, it was the first time I was really nervous.
Really?
I didn't know. I'm like, can I get to my computer? No, you have to do it right now. I'm like, crap. Now, you know, I know their names and stuff, and Philip Bailey, I love Philip Bailey, and I asked a question or two. It's at the CES. I somehow went sports, and it's the two brothers and Philip Bailey, so the short guy, not the 6'19", the huge guy that plays the bass, it's his brothers with Maurice. Maurice is like a second-degree black belt in Taekwondo or something.
No kidding.
So once that,
okay,
we went on a roll, all and right. Then I went to Philip Bailey. But yeah, it's one of the few times where I'm like,
what do I do?
Okay, I'll do it.
Sweating bullets.
All right. I really do not understand what you're about to explain to not only the people.
That's okay.
The people. Our people, your people.
The Randy regime.
The Randy regime. By the way, we are going to put something together to go down to Fort Myers to see Adam Hunter in March.
Weird.
Working on it. I'd like to get a party bus. We're going to get some people. We're going to throw them in the party bus, you and I included. We'll go down to Fort Myers.
Road trip.
Adam Hunter, MMA Roasted. Phenomenal dude.
You can check out his interview from last night's show. And this is perfect segue because now you can check it out not only from our website knockoutradio.com and the SoundCloud account, but we are officially, as of 12:30 today, on iTunes.
Okay, I know this is a big deal. I just don't
understand
it.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
I don't understand it. Explain it.
Big deal to the point where I was like physically shaking when I found out. I was so happy. So this has taken so long. But
and both shows, Knockout Radio and Talking Sports,
correct.
Both on iTunes.
Correct. And so right now we have, we started at the beginning of this year's shows, so you can go back and get all the podcasts from there. So all you have to do is open up your iTunes and search Knockout Radio in the podcasts, and it shows up.
Very cool.
Click, you got it.
Good work.
Is definitely a big step for Talking Sports and Knockout Radio, and more so Randy Regime out there.
You know, I've had a lot of people say, you know, I don't listen live. I want the download. I want the podcast. And I'm like, what the hell's a podcast? I don't even know what that means.
This is it.
Well, a podcast, I guess, is after the live.
Correct.
So we don't necessarily, because I would always argue, we don't do a podcast. Not that there's anything wrong with a podcast.
Right.
But, you know, to me, I always thought podcast it's not a live show.
Correct.
You know, that it's just, I want to watch what I say because I don't want to offend other people.
No. You're right. Usually podcasts are pre-recorded and they are just put up and they're not necessarily in a live format first. But we are unique in the fact that, yes, we do have the live show, and then we are able to take the live show and within a couple hours have it up in a podcast, downloadable and listenable, if that's a word. I made it up. for everybody out there. So
the podcast is the thing that Ed slaves to make sure that's up there after the show.
Yes. He puts the podcast up, and then I get it from there.
Just kidding.
To knockoutradio.com.
So thank you to both of you. Without both of you, this wouldn't happen, but I know a lot of people are pumped. I know a lot of people are excited about it. And like I said, I still don't really understand it, but it's cool to say we're available on iTunes.
Absolutely. Just go to iTunes and make sure you search Knockout Radio and click that subscribe button. So that being said, what do you want to talk about until we have Davin? There's obviously a lot of football talk going on right now with the Super Bowl, the big game. But also, correct me if I'm wrong, but tomorrow is the announcement of the Hall of Fame class.
It definitely is. And, you know, I've been given a lot of crap from people. You know, we played golf yesterday with one of the biggest Buccaneer fans on earth.
Yep.
Tattooed himself up with all sorts of what the Buck stuff and Buccaneer stuff. And I don't mean to offend, and I don't want people to take it personally. I like John Lynch a great deal.
Yes.
John Lynch was nothing but professional when he was here. He was a class act. He was a good dude. I will go to Canton next year if John Lynch is elected tomorrow morning, or I think it's at noon when the announcement is made. I would be ecstatic. It is cool to go up there when somebody from your team, your era. Again, I was explaining to Chris yesterday, I'm not a Buccaneer fan. I do what I do for a living. But in 2002, I was a fan. I was around these guys daily. I did 5-player shows. It meant a whole lot more to me personally. If John Lynch gets elected tomorrow at noon, I will go back. John Robinson will go back as the producer of the program. We will broadcast like we did 2 years ago when Warren Sapp went in. All I stated in the past was, I don't believe John Lynch gets in. I don't personally think John Lynch is the greatest of greats. And that's what I think of when you talk Hall of Fame. When you mention a Hall of Fame player's name, in my opinion, you should be able to argue that person is the greatest player to play the game in that position. Doesn't mean he is, but you should be able to argue that. And I know some people are going to argue John Lynch is the greatest at that position. I think he's almost. So he could get in. I don't think he gets in tomorrow. Do you have the list?
He has to be one of the greatest, not the greatest, one of the greatest.
Do you believe John Lynch is one of the greatest?
I believe he will be. There may be a few that haven't gotten in that are going to get in at that position, and then he will get in.
And I see that. I do see that. And I've called it the Hall of Very Good. John Lynch was a very good player. So he may get in.
Well, there's always a difference between first ballot Hall of Famer, like Brett Favre or even Warren Sapp. And then you've got other guys that get in there. I mean, look at Ray Guy, how long it took him. But he's the first punter to ever get in.
Right. Well, and that's where I became a hypocrite, Ed, because I have said, and you've, you know, produced and ran the board and done my show for God knows how many years, I became a hypocrite with Ray Guy, because I said since day one, Ray Guy was a Hall of Famer. I said that Ray Guy should have been a first ballot Hall of Famer, but I also said if it takes you more than X amount of years, 5 years, 6 years, whatever that number is, you should never be eligible again, because your numbers and stats don't change. And I became a hypocrite because I was very excited that Ray Guy, the first punter, is now in the Hall of Fame, who deserved it. But it took him forever for the NFL. I think it was the senior committee that put him in, though, right?
Yeah, they did.
So it wasn't even the stuck-up media people, you know, who believe that special teams guys don't go in. But do you have the list yet? What are you doing over there?
I went to the Hall of Fame website, and I'm trying to find the stats of the safeties that are already in to compare them and see where he sort of racks and stacks. One of the things I find interesting, they don't have tackles in there, but he did have 9 different seasons with at least 90 tackles, over almost 1,300 tackles total. He had 26 interceptions. He's a 9-time Pro Bowler, 4-time All-Pro. I will say, at least when it comes to the interceptions, he does not have very many compared to everybody else.
I got a problem with the Pro Bowl thing, the 9-time Pro Bowler. Maybe back then, But I don't know if you guys are going to talk about the Pro Bowl that just happened. To me, it's the biggest joke in sports because it's now been mocked up. It's not even in Hawaii anymore. And the fact that, you know, they just, half the guys back out because they have a hangnail and they're afraid they're going to ruin their career by playing for a $30,000 pot. So half of the, and then the ones that are truly voted in are not going to go because they're playing the following week in the Super Bowl.
Right. Yeah, it's a joke. It's a popularity
contest. So to list that as a stat in the Hall of Fame saying you're a 9-time Pro Bowler. Yeah, back then, yeah, that when the Pro Bowl wasn't ruined about 5 years ago, when it truly was a Pro Bowl, but now it's just a joke because half of them, it's just like, oh, I made it in, great. And then the next day they send their letter that they can't make it and to use the to designate the guy underneath them. And the guy underneath them might not go. Then you got to go to the third choice and then the fourth choice. And now he's a Pro Bowler because he's the fourth choice and he's in.
Right. I agree.
That may be true, but as you said 5 years ago, he's been out. Lynch has been out for longer than 5 years.
But it's still.
Well, I understand that, but I'm saying back then, but you'd have to say that plus the 5 and the 9-time Pro Bowler, that means that, you know, 14, 13 years ago, the Pro Bowl was great. That's when guys were getting in and actually playing the game.
But it's still, back then and now, still a popularity contest. You know, look at Levante David not being able to get in, and he probably does deserve to go. It's a popularity contest. So I agree with you, Ed, that that's the one stat to me that means absolutely nothing. You know, the All-Pro maybe, you know, because that's a little different, but that's still a popularity contest. Right. Going to the Pro Bowl absolutely means nothing. All right, when we come back, we're going to hunt up and make the phone call to Davin Joseph. And then after Davin, we'll get back and look at the ballot. And you give me your 5, I'll give you my 5. Ed, take a look at it, give me your 5. And we will do that after we speak to former Tampa Bay Buccaneer and now St. Louis Ram, Davin Joseph, when we return. This is Talking Sports, brought to you by PostShare.com.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
PostShare is the first mobile application that lets you post and share real-time content socially. Track the views and get rewarded for it. With an easy posting process, it's time you, the user, get rewarded for your posts. Download for free from the App Store and Google Play.
If you want to look your best, you need Mick for Hair. Mick Ferrari is Tampa Bay's hairstylist to the stars. Mick has spent 25 years keeping the Bay Area beautiful and is the official hair care provider for Talking Sports. To look your best, you need to go to the best. And the best in the Bay is Mick Ferrari. For information or to book your consultation with Mick, visit his website at mickforhair.com. That's mickforhair.com. Call Mick for Hair direct at 727-573-9711. That's 573-9711.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project or maybe want a true partner for all your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions, and we want to work for you. For all your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number 1 in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card, just $25 for Florida residents, and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
The B-17 bomber experience has landed in the Tampa Bay area at the St. Pete Clearwater International Airport this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. B-17 aircraft tours are from 2 to 5 p.m. for just $10 for the adults, a family of 4 for just $20. Military and veterans are free. Get your picture taken inside the famous B-17 bomber. See the history. Feel the experience. Private flights are also available. For more information, call 800-359-6217 or visit b17.org.
West Coast Van Rentals has proudly served all of Florida and South Georgia for over 20 years. They specialize in 12 and 15 passenger van rentals and offer statewide delivery service. At West Coast Van Rentals, they don't just pick you up, they actually bring the vans to you. For reservations, call 1-800-600-VANS and mention promo code WTAN1340 for a 10% discount off your daily and weekly rates.
AthletesOriginals.com features original t-shirt designs by athletes for the fans and available for men, women, and children. Over 70 athletes call AthleteOriginals.com home, including Tampa Bay linebacker Jonathan Casillas and lineman Will Golston. Baseball, football, basketball, and hockey are covered. So is MMA, curling, track and field, and much more. Don't be like everyone else. Be original. Check them out online at AthleteOriginals.com and enjoy easy-to-use website and shopping by sport, athlete, brand, or design. AthleteOriginals.com. You will be glad you did.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system or the boxing or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Elm Avery in Tampa.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Mike Alsat from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You're talking sports with Randy Harris.
One, two, one, two, three.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I love that. It's awesome. It gets me happy.
He was a much better halftime show last year than I think Katy Perry's going to do this year.
Oh, I think Katy Perry's going to kill it.
I'm not saying she's not going to kill it, but I think that this is a hard one to...
To top?
That's a hard one to top.
Well,
that was pretty good.
We will have to wait and see. All right, we have reached out to Davin Joseph. We will try again. We got his voicemail. Very busy Super Bowl week, making phone calls. Kissing babies, doing all the things that guys do. I went to the list, and I kind of looked up and down the list. This is a tough class. This really, truly is a tough class. There are a lot of guys on this list that will be in the Hall of Fame. If it's not tomorrow, they will be in the Hall of Fame. I'm sure there's a name or two on my list that will not get in. I went with who I believed. How is Morton Anderson not going to go into the Hall of Fame?
Right.
But again... That's iffy. So do you want to give a couple of yours? You want me to give a couple of mine? What do you want to do?
Yeah, I'll go ahead and kick this puppy off.
Give me a definite. From your five, give me one that there is no way you do not see X getting into the Hall of Fame announcement tomorrow at noon.
Does Isaac Bruce, is that too far? He let's see, in 223 games, he had 1,024 catches for over 15,200 yards, averaging about 15 per, 91 touchdowns.
Okay, I'm pretty sure that Isaac Bruce isn't in the final list. I don't believe that he made the cut. I think he's gone.
Serious? Did I just...
Did I just do
the research on the wrong list?
Yeah. I believe you did.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Wow. That's that's my
good
definite.
Job. So your definite is screwed.
Right.
So really, the rest of your list is not going to be good. If your definite, that's your definite pick. I said, go with your definite pick. You said, definite pick? I said, yes, definite pick. That's from the Tom Cruise movie. You went with, and reading it from the list I'm looking at, among those who didn't make the cut in their first year of eligibility, Isaac Bruce, Torrey Holt, Edgerrin James, Ty Law, and Kevin Mawai.
Okay, then...
So Bruce is out.
Bruce is the only one that I picked out of those.
Well, that's good.
So, that's a plus. How about Jerome Bettis? Let's see.
That's your definite, Jerome Bettis. Okay.
192 games. He had 13,662 yards and 91 touchdowns.
So far, Jerome Bettis isn't in my top six.
Okay.
And I'm going to continue to move. But, you know, there's just some guys that... There's one on my list that I believe probably gets in, but I don't know if Kurt Warner deserves to go in on this list this year. But I think he may get in. But I'm going to go with, you know, if we're going to go with the definite first, I'm going to go with Orlando Pace.
He was on my list as well.
I think Orlando Pace is a shoe-in. Devastating offensive lineman. I think he is in for sure. My number two, it's a popularity contest as well. I think Jimmy Johnson gets in. And for anybody that thinks Tony Dungy's going to get in, for Tony Dungy to get in before Jimmy Johnson,
that's no.
Is ludicrous.
Yeah.
It's absolutely ludicrous. Jimmy Johnson, I believe, 3 Super Bowls in Dallas, then turned around the Miami Dolphins as well.
I have 2. Let's see. It was...
2 in 5 years.
92 and 93.
Yeah, 2 in 5
years. So, yeah, back-to-back national champions. And he was with the same team, and he built that team. And then you see there's always going to be the argument, Tony Dungy versus John Gruden, 2002, that whole thing.
Tony Dungy's team did not win the Super Bowl.
I know.
I'm just throwing it out there. I'm throwing it out there. It wasn't Tony Dungy's team that won the Super Bowl.
Looking at...
Some of Tony Dungy's players...
Were there. You're looking at what Jimmy Johnson did. He was the coach there for 3 years before they won the championship. And then they did it twice in a row. So, yeah, there's no question that he was the one that was responsible for that team. And he was there to do that. He was only there 5 years. But then he left, took an anemic Miami Dolphins team 3 years later and had success there.
How is Charles Haley the only player in NFL history with 5 Super Bowl rings? 100-plus sacks. Now, again...
For the moment.
What do you got to do to get a Super Bowl ring?
No, and I was going to say that.
Rob Johnson has a Super Bowl ring.
No. I totally understand. Robert Horry has 47 NBA championship rings. You know, doesn't make him the greatest player. I understand that. But you're looking at a guy, Charles Haley, 100-plus sacks. I mean, the guy was dominant. I think Charles Haley is a bubble guy. Don't know if he gets in because of this list. Marvin Harrison. You know, and going back to the John Lynch thing, when you say a player's name, what do you think about when you hear Marvin Harrison? Touchdown.
Yeah.
Consistent. Superstar. A stud. On and on. And I'm not looking at all of his stats and stuff. 8 consecutive 1,000-yard seasons with 10 or more touchdowns. 3-time All-Pro. Reception in a single season of 143, won a Super Bowl. Again, doesn't necessarily mean anything. Marvin Harrison, yay or nay?
Isn't one of those types of benchmarks for a wide receiver, isn't it 15,000 yards? Am I off on saying that? Because he's at 14,580. So he's not off. But I also think he could have gone a little bit longer in his career. It was.
Well, he's not of my 5, but I'm just saying I think he is a bubble guy. All right, I'll give you my
eventually.
5. I'll give you my 5 that I wrote down. Morton Anderson.
Okay.
Again, I'm not sure that Kevin Green gets in, but Kevin Green was dominating. Kevin Green was scary. I remember interviewing him on a regular basis. I know, Ed, you were in the trailer as well, you know, when we used to do the Wednesday interviews. Kevin yep. Green, when you hear that name, you think superstar. So I have Kevin Green. I have Orlando Pace. I have Jimmy Johnson. And as of right now, and I'm going to look at the list while you give me yours, I have Kurt Warner on it, not because I necessarily think he deserves it, but I think the hype and everything about Kurt Warner possibly gets him over the bubble into the promised land. So that's my 5 right now, and I may boot Kurt Warner out by the time you give me yours.
Still up in the air that much.
Yep.
Gotcha.
Give me yours.
Who are you talking about?
Let's see.
All right, while you think about it, Ed, do you have yours?
Yeah. For me, a no-brainer is Kurt Warner. I think he goes in. He's got the stats and everything. I think he goes in. I think Junior Seau actually is going to get in.
I do too.
Orlando Pace, I think, will get in. And I'm kind of a toss-up between Marvin Harrison and Charles Haley. It's kind of a toss-up, but I think the sexy pick might get in, and I think that'll be Marvin Harrison and all he did with Peyton Manning. because we all know he'll be a first ballot Hall of Famer. And then I would agree, I think Morton Anderson has got to get in. And I think truly because Ray Guy paved the way last year for a special teamer to get in.
Okay, awesome list. And Junior Seau was my bubble guy. And again, he'll probably get in before Kevin Green. I'd like to, and again, I didn't look at tackles and sacks and this, that, the other. I think Junior Seau, for many reasons, and one being his ending, is going to help push it over as well. So a good list by you, Ed. I'd like those five. Give me yours, Wags.
Junior Seau, I think there's a lot of a sympathy vote for that, for that case. You can't take away what he did on the field. He was amazing. Kurt Warner, I think he goes in.
What are his total stats? What are Kurt Warner's total stats?
Let's see.
I'll look it up while you give the rest of your thing.
Okay. Let's see. Orlando Pace. He was the anchor of that Rams line.
So you don't have your list done?
Well,
I
was using a different list, remember? So everybody that I was looking up wasn't there.
I just did mine by gut feeling, that's all.
I think Jerome Bettis, I think he will get in.
I don't see that. I do. I don't see that.
It's certainly a chance, and then Morton Anderson to finish out. That's my five. Now, again, I don't know a lot of the impact some of these guys had. I wasn't around to watch them. I haven't been into the NFL my entire life.
So. I want you to Wikipedia, give me a quarterback, a very good quarterback. It doesn't have to be the greatest. It doesn't have to be, you know, I don't know who the first one to come to mind when you think greatest quarterback. You know, obviously Peyton's not in yet, some of those guys. So give me a quarterback that's in the Hall of Fame right now.
Johnny Unitas.
All right. Wikipedia me Johnny Unitas, and I want to know some of his stats. Again, I don't know if that's fair because it's a different era. Who was the last quarterback to go in? Do you know? Who was the last quarterback he had to go in? Well, Bradshaw still would be so long ago as well.
Bradshaw's. I mean, he has what? He has four rings.
Do you have Unitas' stats?
Let's see. In 211 games, he had.
Give me his pass attempt, or give me his pass completions.
He had 2,830 completions.
All right, Warner.
54.6.
Warner has 2,666.
Okay.
His percentage.
54.6.
All right, Warner's at 65. Touchdowns to interceptions.
Let's see. Touchdowns 290. Interceptions 253.
All right. Warner's 208 touchdowns.
Okay.
His interceptions are lower. Passing yards?
Total yards 40,239.
Warner's is 32. Now again, it's a different error, but see those.
But everybody's saying like
these
now.
These numbers don't.
Now is supposed to be the NFL of the quarterback, right?
Okay. And then so his numbers should be better.
Should be.
Right. So. That's what I'm saying. He had a great span of a couple years, 4 years, 5 years. I don't, you know, he was in the league maybe longer. I think that it's a great story. I don't know if his numbers warrant it. I'm not putting him in. He's out. He's gone. I think I wrote him down. He's gone, and I am going to put Seau in his place. So it's Morton, it's Pace, it's Seau, it's Jimmy Johnson, and I still need to come up with my fifth because Green's not going to get in. I'd like to see him in, but you're not going to get Junior Seau and Kevin Green. I'm going to think about my fifth.
Definitely not Pettis.
You can look. Yeah, I don't think Pettis gets in at all. Let's see what Larry has to say. Larry, how are you?
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
All right. How are you?
Doing awesome.
Most of our personal favorite will be Tony Dungy. I know he changed the Buccaneers, the only one Super Bowl, 1-1 when he went to Indianapolis, but I don't know if he changed that city or not, but I know they went to the Super Bowl. They won. And they also went after he had left as well. So a personal favorite would be Tony Dungy, but I don't know if the numbers are there. If he'd have won maybe two Super Bowls or even with the Buccaneers, they get to the Super Bowl maybe, but they did not get there with him. But many will say they won with his team. So I don't know if that would count for him or not. But he did change the organization when he got there.
He did. You know, and again, as a fan support, I'm all for it. Tony Dungy.
Yeah, put him in the Buccaneer Ring of Honor.
I'm saying I don't think Tony Dungy is a Hall of Fame coach.
No, I agree.
I don't think Tony Dungy gets in. I don't think he should get in. And again, I get blasted for it. I'm not saying anything about his character. He's an awesome guy. And no, it wasn't his team that won the Super Bowl, in my opinion. But I don't think he is a Hall of Famer. What's the rest of your list, Larry?
Yeah, I'm thinking with Jimmy Johnson. I know he won when he was with Dallas. I think two Super Bowls.
Correct.
I mean, he did a great thing there then. But he went to Miami. I don't know if they made the playoffs or not, or what happened with that. I know they didn't win the Super Bowl when he went to Miami, but it won't knock him out. Yeah,
Larry, he had the Dolphins in the playoffs for the final three seasons that he was the coach.
Oh, they went to playoffs. Okay.
Well, yep. And that's why I'm saying Tony Dungy can't get in before Jimmy Johnson.
And right. They won't have two coaches going in the same year. We know that won't happen. Is it five the limit? Is it five the limitation or what?
Yes.
Yeah. So it's gonna be kind of. I guess they keep trying. I don't know what year would be a better year for him, but that's the way it is. It'd be kind of tough for him to make it this year.
Well, you know, just ask Ray Guy. If you don't get in next year, wait for next year. And sooner or later, because your stats change. Oh, yeah, that's right. They don't. Sooner or later, some of these guys will get in. I don't think Tony Dungy ever gets in, to be honest with you. I do not think Tony Dungy is a Hall of Fame coach. He did a great job in turning around an organization, but didn't win the big thing here. And then he won one Super Bowl. And again, yeah. To me, it's just mind-boggling that Jimmy Johnson, how long has he been up to get in? And he's not in. So for Tony Dungy to leapfrog, I don't think he did anything, you know, spectacular above what Jimmy Johnson did.
Yeah. Was Jimmy Johnson on the list last year? I can't remember his name being called out last year. I know he didn't.
Well, yeah, he would have had to have been on the list. He's been out since 2000, I think.
Yeah, 99 was his last season coaching.
So 2005 would have been his first year.
He's been eligible for 10 years.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens. The game this weekend, this is the first Super Bowl game, Miranda, that I'm not crazy. I don't know who I'm pulling for. I've been changing my mind back and forth who I like to win. I don't want Seattle to win back-to-back. I don't want Brady to win. So one of them going to win, it's just that I don't know which. I think I'd take the less. I don't like New England, and so I'm going to be pulling for Seattle. I've been changing my mind back and forth. I was hoping that they can't postpone the game. They can't cancel the game, but I don't care who wins. I'm not crazy about who wins the Super Bowl game. Yeah.
You know, and it's funny, Larry, it's funny that they're the sides that you used, and I don't necessarily like dynasties, but I would like to see Seattle win back-to-back and then obviously not come back next year. And I might have been pulling for the Seattle Seahawks if number 52, Jonathan Casillas, did not get traded to the Patriots. Because he did, hosted a show, he's a class guy, he's an awesome guy. I am going to root for, and I normally don't, you know, root for anybody, I am going to root for the New England Patriots to win the Super Bowl.
Or I think New England had like three or four players on our team. I think Seattle just had the Bennett guy.
Right,
I think,
Seattle has Bennett, and New England has Revis, has
Blunt.
Casillas, and Tim Wright.
Right, so they got four of them. Oh, boy. Right. So I guess you can look at it that way, but I don't like New England. I'm not changing my mind. I'm going to live with Seattle. I can live with that one better than seeing Tom Brady win another one. So we'll see.
All right, well, we will see on Sunday. We'll talk about it next week.
Well, you guys have a good one. Okay.
You too. Thanks, Larry.
Same to you, Larry.
You know, we appreciate it. We blew through that last break, so it's too late. We're not going to hit the, you know, the final one, and that's fine. Give me your thoughts. Right now, New England is -1, which I believe in the betting world means they're favored.
Yes, they are favored by one. I think the Patriots are going to win this game. Yes, it was a very emotional game, a very awesome comeback to watch. And, of course, for the Seahawks to be a part of when they played Green Bay. That being said, they're not in Seattle. I think a lot of that had to do with the emotions of playing at home. That's a tough place to play. On the road, the Packers did take a fairly sizable lead at the beginning of the game and just couldn't finish the game from there. But the Seahawks don't have that. And obviously, they have the players to win the Super Bowl, especially against a really good team, considering what we saw last year against Denver. But yeah, it's not the same place. It's not the same team they're playing as last year. And I think especially with the controversy that has surrounded the Patriots, they're going to rally the troops. Doesn't matter if they're sick. Doesn't matter if they have fire alarms going off. I see the Patriots winning this game by a field goal.
Pete Carroll, to me, is similar to Belichick. Give this guy some time. You know, do, and he is going to find a way. You know, I find it funny about, and Belichick was even asked today, the fact about the, and I don't want to say it was illegal because it's not, to the best of my knowledge, you know, where you're making wide receivers ineligible and offensive linemen eligible. And
correct.
They will come up to, and some people will say that they even skirt it. But, you know, they get up to the line and maybe step over and maybe they don't. But Belichick's answer was, hey, it's not my job. It's not my job to, I don't know. If the refs tell the other team who's eligible and who's not eligible, that's fine. But that's not my job to do it.
That's an interesting point. So that's a way of looking at it. If there's an issue with it, then the refs are getting paid. That is their job to make sure that the rules are being followed. So
I'll take the Patriots quarterback. I'll take, obviously, beast mode. Offensive line, I think they're both good. I'd like the defensive backs and corners and everything of Seattle.
Yeah.
I'd like the tight ends of New England.
Yeah. Linebackers.
Well, since Jonathan's not a starting linebacker in New England, I can go Seattle's linebackers. I don't have a problem with that.
Okay.
I'm not saying that I am. I'm just saying it's a lot different, like when we do our and we still need to – we haven't talked much about Anderson Silva, so in the final few minutes, we will. But I don't want to jinx it. You know, like I went up to Robbie Lawler and said, dude, you have a problem. Well, what's the problem? I'm picking you to win. He goes, well, I'm picking me to win as well.
I said,
but that's a little bit different than me picking you. It's always bad luck. I'm going to pick New England, like I said, because of Jonathan Casillas.
Gotcha.
I think New England will win. I think Seattle can win. But I also think Seattle can go up there and lay an egg like they did against Green Bay. And if they do, it's over. New England's not going to fall apart like Green Bay did. New England's absolutely not going to let Seattle come back, you know, like Green Bay did, you know, the mistakes that they made and such. All right, in the final 2 minutes, UFC 183 tomorrow night on pay-per-view. If you want to go to the Regal Theater in Pinellas Park, we do have a couple pair of tickets. All you need to do is email, call the station, do whatever you need to do. We will hook you up. The return of the Spider, some say the GOAT. I'm going to say the former GOAT because he's not the greatest of all time, you know, anymore. Not that he has lost anything. I believe John Jones has leapfrogged him with, you know, his resume. Anderson Silva totally destroys Nick Diaz tomorrow night.
It's not a close fight. May not even be the most exciting fight. Actually, I think we're pretty confident in saying it's not going to be the best fight of the night. That might be on the prelims.
The Ian McCall fight. But yep. Nick Diaz is going to come to fight. You know, a lot of times, you know, we look for these fights, the Kimbo Slice fight, you know, whatever, and it turns out to be a dud because somebody doesn't engage. Nick Diaz is not going to run from Anderson.
These guys will throw.
They are going to fight. It is going to be worth the pay-per-view. It's going to be worth going to a Hooters or going to one of my favorite places in Tampa, the Press Box Sports Emporium. It's worth watching. The co-main event.
Tyron Woodley versus Kelvin Gastelum.
Is going to be an incredible fight. Kelvin undefeated, won the Ultimate Fighter where nobody picked him. He was the last pick in the whole thing. And he comes just through
to
demolish it. It's going to be a great card, UFC 183. Make sure you go check it out. Super Bowl, close game?
Yes. Field goal.
Ed, before we're out of time, who are you picking?
38-13, New England.
38-13.
It's done at halftime.
Wow. Well, and they've already said that Redbox and Netflix is going to go crazy after halftime because it'll be over. Watch Katy Perry. I think it'll be a great halftime show. Maybe not as good as last year, but it will be good. Have a great weekend. Have a super weekend, everybody. This is Talking Sports brought to you by PostShare.com. Hit me up on Twitter, at Knockout Radio.
At K.O. Wags. Check us out on iTunes.
iTunes it. Say goodbye. You must have known I would.